The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the beginning of our fifth year of Wake Up with Randy Corcoran here on 710 KNUS. Man, oh man, time flies when you're having fun. It's 903. Phone number here, 303-696-1971. I'm already fired up and ready to go because I got to do a half hour of the George Show. So George could sneak out and go be super dad with one of his kids. I guess mom's out of town. You know, the sporting stuff pops up. And man, it was fun to do it because 3 hours goes so very fast with you. We've already gotten some calls in. We've got a line open, 303-696-1971. 696-1971 right now. It's 55 degrees in hell, 59 degrees. Wow, it's warmer in Aurora than it is in hell right now. That is unusual, but we're looking for 70s and enough sun to make it worth a Harley ride up to historic Fort Lupton to support my friend Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams, who's got a car show going on from 11 to 4 up there. If you want more information about that, just go to Reams for Colorado, R-E-A-M-S, reamsforcolorado.com, I think will get you the information that you need. We're going to get to the phones here in just a minute. Want to lay out the show for the folks who weren't with me for the end of the George Show. And 9:25, we're going to be joined by really a good guy. I mean, I have loved getting to know this man. Fairly brief conversations when we're together in person. 10-15 minute interviews when he joins us here on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. He's got an excellent editorial about what he says is a cultural shift happening in Black America. It's long overdue. He's also going to talk with us about some of the election integrity. Ooh, can you say that still behind the microphone? Election integrity lawsuits that the Republican National Committee, good old RNC, are pushing, promoting, paying for. We'll do all that here in about 15 or 20 minutes. Some bad news for Joe Biden. Really bad news from the Babylon Bee. Biden hits record low approval ratings on the economy, foreign policy, pronouncing words, standing upright, continence, inflation, math, the alphabet, remembering all the animal sounds, respecting personal space, ran out of room, see article for more. I mean, literally. That's a joke, of course. That's satire. But the polling for Joe Biden is in so deep into the tank. Quinnipiac, which is, a polling place that's not particularly friendly to Republicans, did a poll. Latest update I saw was actually from 2 days ago, October 7th. Biden's response to COVID, 50% disapprove. Handling of economy, 55% disapprove. Performance as commander in chief, 58% disapprove. Taxes, 54%. Foreign, we need to get an buzzer. Taxes, 54% disapprove. Foreign policy, 58% disapprove. Immigration, 67% disapprove. Mexican border, the two are tied pretty tightly, 67% disapprove. And they ask if Biden cares about the average Americans, about half say no. Is he honest? About half say no. Is he a good leader? 56% say eh. Is competent in running the government? 55% say no. These polling numbers are in the tank, and yet Mitch McConnell, now minority leader as U.S. Senator, eternal leader of the U.S. Senate, it seems, hands Joe Biden a lifeline. He drags, 16 other Republicans, we'll name them before this show is over, across the aisle to help salvage the Democrats on this debt ceiling issue. When we had just the perfect opportunity as Republicans to put a fork in the Biden presidency with polling numbers this low. Listen, you tell me somebody got 80 million votes, the most votes in American presidential election history is down in the 30s. In polls that are not particularly friendly to Republicans, you know it's a joke. I know it's a joke. Problem is nobody's really, really laughing. So we promised to take some calls this segment. Before we get to our guests, let's start with Diane, who was kind enough to call in during the George show and stick around. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you so much for taking my call. Congratulations on your 5 years of your show, and I so much agree with the just miraculous fall colors and the sun and the blue sky and reflection off the leaves. And it's just, I think fall's my favorite season.
Yeah, and so, the weather, you know, I had to jack it up, wore some gloves and everything, but it was a nice cool ride. And now the sun's out; it's just gonna be mm-hmm. glorious. Yeah, no doubt about it.
I hope you have a few minutes for my calls because I feel it's important to have the length of that. But as you know, that the governor and with the Colorado Public Health made a mandate that as of September 30th, if you are a healthcare worker and did not get, you needed to get the vaccine by September 30th. Well, I was one of those that held my ground and I submitted a religious exemption because in research that I've done and readings, and I know this to be true, that the both or all three of the vaccines, whether they were derived either by aborted fetus cells in the research development or else in the production of the vaccine. And as a evangelical Christian, I cannot in good conscience destroy fetal cell and violate the fifth commandment that says thou shalt not kill. So I worked up to, I work at Cherry Creek Nursing Center in that lovely town of Aurora that you're ranting and raving about. and I worked there for over 18 years. I was an award-winning employee with excellent evaluations. And on September 30th, in the evening, I got a voicemail on the phone from the administrator saying we have to take you off the schedule until the decision is made about my exemption. Well, then on Monday, I got an email that says that after your evaluation of your requested accommodation to determine, they determined that making my accommodation, and my accommodation was I agreed to regularly testing as I had been. Before all this, I had been rapid tested daily for 4 months and also regularly tested like all the other employees once or twice a week, whatever the healthcare department said we needed to do. I was willing to comply by that, but they said that would place an undue burden on the facility, jeopardizing the health and lives of residents and other associates, visitors, and vendors, even if they're regularly tested. So accordingly, your employment is terminated effective October 1 to failure to comply with the Colorado Department of Health regulations mandating the COVID-19 vaccination of healthcare workers issued to reduce the potential of the spread of infection and thus mitigate the burden of the healthcare system and workforce. And I take that directly from my termination letter.
Yeah, clearly you were reading the letter. I mean, there's no question about that. So the
exact wording, and I just
isn't it interesting that the accommodation has to be for them? The accommodation is too difficult for them. Now, they ran hospitals last year when there wasn't a vaccine, and you know, using masking, using cleanliness, using you know, all the things that you should be doing in a medical facility anyway. They avoided super spreading within the hospitals. Now we have a new study out that suggests that Delta is being spread from vaccinated healthcare workers to other vaccinated healthcare workers, which, you know, and with higher viral loads, like 251 times greater. Thomas Massie, U.S. Congressman Thomas Massie, tweeted about this a day or so ago. 251 times greater viral load than the viral load of the unvaccinated who got the first strains of the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. So, I'll give it back to you so you can make your final point.
Oh, okay. My two final points is, my question to my former employer is, you know, there are many people that did religious and medical exemptions, and I'd like to know How many did they accept, and what was it based on? Was it based on, I question religious. Are we going to treat all religions fairly? Evangelical Christians, Muslims, whatever, you know, are they all going to be fairly evaluated? This should be a choice, not a mandate. I do want to, I really appreciate Cherry Creek Nursing Center. They did allow my husband and I to go into compassion visits. We have, there was one resident there that for years he does not have any family, so we were his family, and we were able to be with him, hold his hand. Well, he passed away yesterday, so I am so grateful. If it was that, I would much rather lose a job over to be able to be with this person. So I thank them for allowing me and not saying no. You couldn't come into a compassion visit.
Yeah, that's wonderful. What's the name of the facility again?
Cherry Creek Nursing Center on Hamden and Eagle in Aurora. And I'm just, I'm so thankful I was able and be with that resident. My husband and I, we spent 3 hours with him, and he passed away peacefully. We were able to be with him, hold his hand, and saw him go from go into eternity and be in heaven. And that we are just, that will be with me till I die.
Yeah,
so
I got
thank
to
thank you so much.
Got to do the same thing with my dad a year ago, last March.
It's, you just, like you mentioned, moments with people, and I know my husband and I were talking back and forth. We don't have parents or grandparents living. And I said to my husband, Rick, I said, have you ever been able with your parents to be able to be with them to pass away? And like, no, neither one of us did. But it was just, like you said, family, you know, we put God first, family, and then work. But, you know, there are those moments you can't go back in time. You can't say, think of how many people that miss those moments that they put those things first and they missed out in just life-changing, most precious moments in their life that will never happen again.
Diane, what was the name of your employer?
Cherry Creek Nursing Center, Nexion Incorporated. And probably.
Oh, okay. Okay, so they're the ones who let you go, but they did let you go in for the compassionate visit.
They did let me go in. When I was there, when I was still working there, I requested him to be on that so that we could come in during times, because there was he has just been overall declining. And my husband and I are really, other than another person, he had a close acting friend, but
I get it. I gets it. And so the fact that you stepped up and did that is great, that they permitted it. Just seems like minimum, you know, to expect from a nursing home center. Let me just tell you, you know, we've hired a wrongful termination attorney and someone with a lot of experience, civil rights practice. And so if you're at all interested in seeing whether you were treated fairly and, more importantly, legally, feel free to go to corporanlaw.com and leave us a message. Will you do that, Diane?
I thank you so much for standing ground and doing that for people like myself. We so much appreciate it, and I definitely will. You have a great day, and thank you again for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for sharing your story as well. Those are stuff, man. There's just no doubt about it. And one of my eternal regrets, I will take it to my grave, was that I missed being in that same situation with my mom by about 12 minutes. I flew home from my first RNC committee meeting training in Florida, got to the hospital, you know, talked, spent time, held hands, fed her for the last time, made arrangements to transition her to the hospice center, which was wonderful, Denver Hospice, and thought, you know, long time on the flight with my dad. It was in a hospital, but we were in the sort of hospice situation for about 3 or 4 days. So I figured I had time to go home and get some sleep and shower up. I packed a bag, my work, my computer, some clothes, so I could move in at the hospice with my mom and just be there for what I expected to be the final days of her life. And on the drive back, I was they called me about, I was 12 minutes away. 12 minutes away. And they called and said, yeah, yeah, this got done. So anyway, 303-696-1971 is our number. We're going to speak to Paris Denard here in just a few minutes. So if you want to grab a line, do, or sit tight until we have that interview. He usually stays with us for about 10 or 15 minutes. Really fascinating piece that he wrote, an editorial. He's a black man, worked in the Trump administration, got a great history. You'll find him fascinating. Spokesperson for the RNC, wrote an editorial about the shifting culture in the black community and that it is about time. And he's got some background, more detail than I've taken the time to get on elections, election integrity litigation that's being sponsored, paid for, driven by the RNC. We'll do that in just a few minutes. And if you were with me at the during the last half hour of the George Show when I came in early to spot him, I mentioned this audio from Fauci. This audio is incredible, absolutely incredible in my mind. It's from 2019. They were at this this big panel, you know, one of the health, all the brainiacs, all the unpaid or the unelected bureaucrats that know better than you. It's called the Milken Institute, Future of Health Summary. And listen very carefully. Dr. Fauci doesn't make this final statement, sort of predicting what we went through a year later. But what Fauci had to say about it, I think you'll find absolutely fascinating. And let's listen to that now. Oop, I need some sound. All right, we'll start that over.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously, we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
Here's Fauci.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works, and then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity right. of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
Here it comes.
It is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
Fauci. Going through all the clinical trials to prove that this works, that it's safe, phase one, phase two, phase three, it's going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade. Unless, as Rick Bright said at the end, it's not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. This was October of 2019. Let that sink in. We're going to talk about the RNC and what they're actually doing as opposed to all of the constant criticism about Republicans and civil wars and all the BS. We'll talk with Paris Denard when we return on 710 KNUS. 59 degrees here in Aurora, 61 degrees now over there in hell. Always hotter in Denver. And but boy, does it look like a great day outside. Beautiful fall weather. My expectation is I'll be hopping on the Harley and heading up to support Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams at his car show at historic Fort Lupton from 11 to 4 today. Plenty of time to get up there, less than an hour away. Good guy to get behind. And if you're a car guy like me, there's cigars, there's cars. I mean, what else can you want? We've got a great guest standing by, and I've really enjoyed getting to know him as a Republican National Committee man, or as actually the Aurora City Councilman would say, deranged, sadistic, death cult Republican National Committee man. Paris Denard is the national spokesperson for the RNC. He worked in the Trump campaign. He's, there's another title of yours. Paris, I can't think of what it is. It's Black Media Affairs, Director of Black Media Affairs. That's it. Anyway, Paris joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, too many windows open on the computer. I punch up one thing, and instead I get Sage. What was her name? Sage Steele.
Oh,
who I think
Sage Steele.
Yeah, who fits
the journalist.
Yes, who fits right into one of the things you and I are going to talk about, your excellent editorial about the changing culture in the Black community, and it's about time. Before we jump in, give people a little bit more of your background than my botched effort.
No, listen, I'm a West Coast guy. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, raised there, went to school at Pepperdine University, and had the great fortune of working in the Bush 41 White House for 4 years after college, had a various titles there, and was honored to do so, and then worked for a HBCU, which is historically Black College University, a national association, and then during the campaign was able to be a surrogate for then Donald Trump, who became President Trump, and maintained my connection with him as a surrogate on the national level, and was able to become the honored, actually, to be nominated and to be a commissioner on the White House Fellows, President's Commission on White House Fellows. I was commissioner there. And now I am at the RNC under the leadership of Ronna McDaniel, working with our great national committee men like the one you mentioned all across the country, and have really an important role of articulating what the Republican National Committee believes is going on as it relates to the Biden-Harris administration and what Republicans are doing to win back the House and the Senate and fight on things like election integrity. So I'm honored to have the platform, and I'm honored to appear on shows like yours all across the country.
Yeah, and it's really astounding, everything that's going on. It never gets any press. It's hard to get the word out. Instead, what we get is, you know, the snipers behind TV cameras, the snipers behind radio microphones who find every left-wing media reported fallacy or fault with the Republican Party and make that the story of the day. There's so much good going on. Before we jump to what the RNC is doing, though, I really thought your piece was timely and important. It's called The Shift is Happening, and let's talk about that a little bit first.
Well, sure. Thank you. I wrote the op-ed in the Carolinian newspaper, and I wanted to highlight the fact that the mainstream media may not be focusing on this, but there is a shift happening in the Black community. It's culturally. Pop culture is really very important in terms of guiding the way people think and guiding the way people get influenced and are introduced to certain concepts or ideas. And so when it comes to pop culture, it's very, very popular in America, especially with the Black community. And recently, you've seen people like Kanye West show his support for a free thinking attitude, people like Candace Owens, but more importantly, the MAGA movement, Make America Great Again, and President Trump. And you never saw his sales or his popularity dive because of it. He was able to maintain his personal political beliefs and still be successful as an entertainer, rapper, and designer. Then you move on to other people like Nicki Minaj, who came out and said things about COVID vaccines, actually just questioning and asking important questions and being against a forced vaccine mandate by the federal government. That is something that free-thinking, independent-minded people should be able to do without being have cancel culture come after them.
And, Paris, if I just want people to know exactly what Nicki Minaj tweeted that got her in so much trouble with the radical Dems, quote, just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied regarding mandated vaccination. And The reason the Democrats are freaking out is because Donald Trump got, it was close to 30%, wasn't it, of the black young men's black vote, black men That's without right. a high school diploma?
That's right. And we've seen progress. In every presidential election, we've seen an increase in terms of black turnout for Republicans. And President Trump really, really did a great job, even doubled his percentage from his first campaign to the second with black women to up to 9%, more than doubled his percentage there. And like you mentioned, close to 30% with young black men. And so we're seeing the shift happening. And it's going to continue because we have a winning message. We have an empowering message, and that's not being seen on the Democrat side. And you've seen these policies that have been really hurtful to the community, discriminatory to the community. And even with black community, black voters, you've seen their support and approval of Joe Biden go down. So as these pop culture celebrities, you know, even the one where, you know, you have people like Sage, as you mentioned, she just came out and said some things that were more in line with conservatives, talking about how she admires and respects Candace Owens and her calling out and questioning some of the things that this federal government under the Biden administration is doing. The threat to the liberal agenda is quite simple: a free-thinking, independent-minded black American who is going to make up their own mind politically based upon the facts and what the people are saying and doing for them in Washington, D.C. and on the local level on both political parties. And if Democrats continue to pander and have bad policies that are actually hurting and that are discriminatory and that are not helping, then they're going to look for an alternative. And thankfully, the Republicans have a positive, empowering, uplifting message that have conservative free enterprise policies that actually work. And we are going to bring that message to them at the RNC.
And Paris, for people who don't know this story, I just want to give them a taste of Sage Steele. I didn't download any of the audio, but I've got her exact quotes. She said, asked about the vaccine requirement. She works for ESPN, Disney-owned company, mandatory mm-hmm. vaccines for non-union hourly workers and all other salaried employees. She said, I respect everyone's decision. I really do. But to mandate it is sick, and it's scary to me in many ways. But I have a job that I love and, frankly, a job that I need. I'm not surprised it got to this point, especially with Disney, a global company, but it was actually emotional because she went ahead and got the vaccine. And for that, she was taken off the air.
It's outrageous. And this is the frightening thing about where Democrats and liberals are today, in the so-called woke generation. You have a federal government who's going in, and this is our RNC chairman, Juana McDaniel, already said that the RNC is prepared to sue when this rule change comes out of the Department of Labor, and they try to force vaccines on private enterprise, on small businesses that have employees over 100 employees. We will sue because this is wrong. And our chairman is very clear, and I agree with her. If you want to get the vaccine, if you pray about it, consult your doctor and look at, you know, the things for you and the information, and you want to get vaccinated, it's a great thing. It came about because the president and Operation Warp Speed, get vaccinated. But if you do not want to, the federal government should not come down and force you to make a medical decision like this. That's where we have to draw the line with these forced federal mandates on private enterprise, which are wrong. And so we have to look at the situation and say, why are the Democrats and the Biden-Harris administration so threatened? You saw what they're doing. This is a little off topic, but you see what the DOJ is starting to do when it comes to going after parents at school board meetings. I mean, now parents are a threat. Active parents at school board meetings are a threat to the Biden-Harris administration.
To me,
it's insane.
To me, Paris, this is just an example of how terrified they are.
Yes.
We're over the target everywhere we sit and stand and look and go. The proof is in the pudding. The plummeting poll numbers of Joe Biden. I'm disappointed that that Mitch McConnell handed Biden and the administration a lifeline by making this temporary deal with Democrats. McConnell's out now saying we're not going to raise the debt limit in December. I hope he sticks to that. But setting all that aside, everyone can see just in the last 8 months how quickly and how badly America can go under the wrong kind of leadership.
You're absolutely right. Elections have consequences, and the consequence of this election is Democrats being in power in the House, the Senate, and the White House. But the silver lining is we can take this country back come 2022. And when we can work to win back the House and the Senate and retire Nancy Pelosi. But these policies are hurting Americans.
that all across the board. And it's not just at the federal level. Look at what Gavin Newsom is doing, your neighbor over there in California. I mean, just after he barely survives his recall election, when millions of people voted actually against him, which nobody likes to talk about, he still got millions voting against him. But Gavin Newsom has made forced vaccine mandates for children K through 12. He's forced a new initiative that all mail-in ballots, everybody in California will automatically get a mail-in ballot. I mean, this man is on a tirade, and it's just not going to end. And I predict it's going to be more and more of this Democrat overreach that's coming from Gavin Newsom and Democrats like him who embrace this ideology. I mean, he's now mandating some racial ethnic class studies in schools. I mean, this is through executive order. This woke culture, this critical race theory, this high taxes, this social infrastructure foolishness, which is a boondoggle, wasting taxpayers' money. This is where Democrats are, and that creates the opportunity for the alternative. And that's where, if we stick together as Republicans, if we continue to provide an empowering message of free enterprise and things that are just common sense, the people will come over to our side because they live it, they feel it. These issues that we're talking about are not something that are just in a textbook or in a magazine or on the television. Americans are feeling it. The inflation, the rising gas prices, the crime because of the fund the police movement that Democrats push out, they feel it. And it's not good. And they're reacting in a way that is emblematic of the way they feel and the way their families are feeling and the lack of safety.
Paris,
it's a real situation.
Paris is the national spokesperson and director of Black Media Affairs for the RNC. He's become a friend, really excited about that because I get an inside look at all of the great things that are literally happening from the top down within the Republican Party. You mentioned California. First time in the history of that beautiful weather, beautiful West Coast, mountains, ocean, has everything. State where the population is decreasing for the first time in the state's history.
Right.
I mean, people are packing up and going. I'll have my friend and client, John Eastman, Professor John Eastman, on in the 10 o'clock hour. And the Claremont Institute has their annual gala going on. And they moved it out of Los Angeles into Huntington Beach in Orange County because of the COVID restrictions. Imagine how many other businesses are doing the same. Paris, before we run out of time with you, one of the big hot buttons, especially here in Colorado, you know, I'm involved in one of the Dominion cases defending one of the defendants against defamation. And so I've seen so much of the truth about Dominion and Eric Coomer and so much of that. And we're told that we cannot talk about the election. And, you know, for politicians, for people who are out knocking on doors, I agree. The thing to talk about isn't whether votes were flipped or any of that sort of thing. But there are so many other problems with our election system, and the RNC is addressing them. Can you talk about those for just a couple of minutes?
Sure. Great point. Look, there's no doubt that we've got to get election integrity on the forefront of the minds of the American people because they feel it. They understand that things are wrong and that happens to them didn't just seem right. And we see evidence of Democrats doing their overreach and trying to change the rules. In Vermont, the RNC just filed a lawsuit 2 weeks ago that said, you know what, Vermont, these two cities in Vermont changed their town charter to allow non-citizens to vote. And the RNC, what the Vermont Republican Party said, you know what, we're going to sue because it's unconstitutional, it's wrong. In America, I don't care if it's a small city in Vermont, two cities in Vermont, or a big state across the country. We are going to mobilize our legal team, utilize the resources to our donors, and we're going to fight this because if they start now at these small cities, they're going to try to continue to push this up the chain and say, well, what happens to the voters on the local level that go to the state level, to the federal rolls and start to vote? And it's a trend. We see it there's trends happening in California. There's trends happening in New York of local elections. The charters being changed to allow non-citizens to vote. This is what the Democrats want. Stacey Abrams and others have talked about it, being okay with it, and it's a problem. But the RNC is going to hold the line and continue to be engaged in voter protecting the vote and election integrity. That's why we're engaged in about 27 active lawsuits today on this important issue. So I appreciate the work that you do to highlight the importance of election integrity. And the RNC is going to continue to fight for the American people so that when you go to vote, you have the ability to feel and know that it's safe and secure and it's easier for people to vote, American citizens to vote, and harder for people to cheat.
Without a doubt. And there is no reason to stop talking about it. It's just incredible. We have people in Colorado who have aligned themselves with the folks who've been running the Republican Party here for the last 20, 30 years, haven't elected a big-time Republican in a quarter century, telling us what we need to do to win the next election. And frankly, Paris, I'd love to sit down and talk with all of them. They don't want to talk to me, Republican National Committee man or not. But their day is over. And the time of listening to doing things the old way to win in the 21st century, I think, is long past. And having folks like you everywhere, all over the country, on behalf of the RNC, talking about these fights, talking about the shift in culture, is a big part of the pieces of the puzzle that are coming together to make 2022 a very interesting year for Republicans. So thank you very much for your time, sir. God bless you. I hope you have a great weekend.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Paris Denard, and it's 9:44. We're late on the break, so let's get right to it. 303-696-1971 is our phone number. I'm Randy Corcoran, 710-KNUS. Man, text messages just rolling in. Randy, congratulations on the start of the fifth year. Thank you very much. Starting the fifth year today, doing Wake Up with Randy Corcoran here at 710-KNUS, and it's just incredible that that much time could have already gone by. 303-696-1971 is the phone number. John Eastman, professor, one of the bigwigs over there at the Claremont Institute, was the conservative scholar at the University of Colorado. That lawsuit will be rolling out sometime very, very soon. And of most great importance, he was the guy in the Oval Office with Mike Pence and Donald Trump talking about how to respond to the concerns and questions from state legislatures about their own electoral college votes, the way that they were cast. And as they found out more and more about the election, the concerns grew. And that was way back when everything was moving so incredibly fast. Now we have numbers. Now we have proof. And yet people are saying, no proof. Unfounded. Don't talk about that. It's absolutely hilarious. But John Eastman was trashed in the Denver Post week or so ago, a Sunday editorial by Terrence Carroll, the former the Senate Majority Leader? Anyway, he was one of the big wigs at the Colorado State Legislature. That's how much attention I pay to him. I don't exactly remember, but he was trashed. So, and he's been trashed this week in media as well. So I thought we'd get Professor John Eastman on. He will join us in the 10 o'clock hour. And if you were with us earlier, we played this recording from 2019 of Fauci at a big wig event. The language that was used there was just, I don't know, to me it was very, very troubling to hear these unelected bureaucrats talking about, predictions of possibility of a avian flu coming out of China sometime soon that could trigger the need to rush through one of these new vaccines. The host started off by saying, why don't we blow this system up? I mean, we can't just turn off the spigot in the system that we've got and say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine. We haven't given to anyone yet. There must be some way, Fauci said, in order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works. Phase ones, phase twos, clinical trials, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade. And then the next guy comes in and says, to make it sexy, I think we have to, I like the concept of disrupting the field. There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes. I played this. You heard it for yourself. I just don't want to replay the whole thing. So we really do have a problem, Fauci said, of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that. And here's the kicker. Rick Bright, the last word. But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, and on and on and on. Really makes you wonder if you're not part of a mass experiment, doesn't it? It's an incredible thing to think about all of the money. You know, Fauci lied about the money that was put into the Wuhan virus lab. And back when we were first talking about the idea that this was created in a lab, it was another one of those conspiracy theories. And now, of course, the evidence is pointing that direction. And it's mandated. They are trying to get as many people vaccinated as fast as they can. And it doesn't matter what your situation is. Just take my now friend and client, Denver police officer Jose Manriquez, 34 years old, four kids, serious COVID last year, but a young guy, healthy. He battled through it. He got well, a runner, an athlete, tremendous shape. But because he's the single breadwinner for his family of six, he went ahead and acquiesced and took the mandatory jab that Denver forced into his body on August 22nd. And now he can barely walk. Some of you saw the Fox and Friends feature story that we did. They came to my office at 3:30 in the morning to set up that interview. But it was worth it because we heard from doctors all around the world offering to help. One guy in particular in California that I think that we're going to, I don't know. I guess I don't want to get too deep into what Jose may or may not do. But the bottom line is we've had so many offers of assistance from tremendously talented, tremendously smart, tremendously experienced people that I think we're going to get Jose the help he needs. I mean, they wanted to, he was told, he's on workers' comp now through the Denver Police Department, that it could be over 6 months before he could get a neurological evaluation. His hand is shaking. We joked at that interview, I couldn't give him a full cup of coffee because it would splatter all over the place. He falls down walking, has to walk with a cane along the wall, people around him. That's the reality. For a guy who had tons of antibodies, again, I am not anti-vax. I am anti-forced vax, anti-experimental vax being forced on people regardless of their circumstances. That is flat wrong. And the hypocrisy on the left, the hypocrisy knows no bounds. Did you hear this? It's kind of hard to hear. Listen carefully. This is Rashida Tlaib talking about why she wears masks, or talking about the fact that she wears her masks for the cameras.
Thank you so much for coming out again. Appreciate it.
Greg has been out at all of our community.
Yeah. Oh, my bad again.
Sorry. Oh, no. Oh,
not you. Oh, 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 I thought you were like, oh, wait, he's the one unmasked guy.
You can't really hear it. The video, it's easier to make it out because a guy's got his mask down. She walks up to him with her mask up, points at him. He rushes to put his mask up. She says, oh, no, not you. It's okay. But what she's saying at the end of that is, I'm wearing mine because I got these guys. And she's pointing to the people who are following her around and recording her every move. The hypocrisy of these mandators and the hypocrisy of these mask fraud liars is absolutely appalling. And, you know, polling numbers for Biden, the success of the United States of America, those chickens are all coming home to roost. And there's only one thing that you can personally do, and that is attend to your own well-being. Strengthen up your system. If you think you need the vaccine, go get it. But please research first, because, man, oh, man, there's a lot of reasons to be very, very concerned about that if you're somebody who's got a body that can take on what the world has to throw at it, including the different versions now of the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus, which, by the way, is going to continue to mutate. They're giving you last year's experimental vaccine for a virus now that isn't the same virus anymore, which is, I'm sure, why studies are showing that vaccinated healthcare workers are transmitting the Delta variant COVID virus to other vaccinated healthcare workers. It's all a scam. So take care of yourself. October is Emotional Wellness Month. Studies show an important link between stress and the immune system. Never more important as we head into these holidays. The body's stress response is meant to protect us from danger, and high levels of stress over a long period of time wreak havoc on your ability to fight illness, can even contribute to disease if not addressed. I've been hearing that message from my friend Dr. Julie McCallan for years on the Peter Boyle Show. Finally went to see her a year ago for the first time in, I don't know, maybe a decade. I got on the scales this morning at under 200 pounds. That's a 20-pound drop for me over the last year. And I didn't really get serious about it, dealing with the passing of the illness and then the passing of my mom and all of the craziness litigation-wise and stuff. I just barely started getting serious about diet and exercise. But the supplements, the assistance, the advice is so great. The team at Cenogenics have pioneered the medical specialty of age management. And Cenogenics will help you develop healthy coping strategies that benefit you and your emotional well-being, your immune system, and improve everything about your day-to-day life. They give a free consultation and put a program together designed specifically for you. You can call them to schedule it. Do it just as soon as you can. 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. Or the easy way to start, visit their website, denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. Professor John Eastman next on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.